Podcast with Jake and Ash.
Welcome to the Media Guide, your one-stop shop for all things entertainment, or at least the things that we find entertaining. My name is Ashton, my co-host's name is Jake.
Hello.
And first off, I have to apologize for anybody who was extremely anticipating our review of Black Mass. Somehow, my extremely expensive recording software decided to delete our very intense, good review, in my opinion. Good discussion.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
I'll just let you know, we thought it was going to be a 5-minute blip. It turned into about a 35-minute debate. So I'm really disappointed that we couldn't put it out there. So we're going to call that, I guess, our lost episode.
Yeah.
Every podcast seems to have one.
And one day ours. When we hit it big, we're going to find it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great. And we'll be embarrassed about what we're saying.
After we're long gone, they're going to find this lost episode. It's going to change everyone's lives.
And it'll be just as important as the show Lost. Either way, not to dwell on the past. This week, we're not going to do news because we had a fun idea. We were, you know, Oscar season and Emmy season, all that stuff's not right now, but we wanted to talk about actors.
Yeah.
I think it happened because of Black Mass, actually, because we saw Johnny Depp and we were just kind of noticing, okay, he's doing a real role again. It's not him just running around crazy on an island with guy liner on. I mean, we just thought, okay, he's actually acting. And so we started talking, we said, how many actors actually do act? Like, how many actors actually are proud of their craft, I guess? And so then it evolved in this whole idea of, are actors actually good?
I think it's more how many celebrities actually care about their craft more so than actors, if that makes sense. Because actors, by definition, probably care about their craft, but you have a lot of celebrities that are in films that maybe don't as much.
Yeah, and then we wanted to kind of narrow it down to this idea of these famous celebrities that you think should be amazing, but let's look back. Did they actually have a good career? And so that's what this all boils down to, is this idea of famous celebrity actors. Are they actually good actors? Did they have a good career? And not to get dark about it, but let's say that tomorrow we found out they were no longer with us. Would we all look back and say, yeah, they nailed it?
Would we all turn into that marathon on USA Network?
That's a good way to look at it. And as we go over it, you start going, you know what? I like that one movie, and they did win an Oscar for blank, but after that, they kind of went downhill. And so we kind of have a couple rules with this. We kind of made up on the fly, and I'm sure we'll change it as the episode goes, because that's classic us. But one of them is rewatchability. So would you rewatch this actor in one of his movies, or her actress in one of her movies, if you want to be PC, I guess. Transcendence, I don't know if that's a word that really applies, but like genre or not genre, generation overlapping, I guess. They go from decade to decade and keep going. They don't just, they're not amazing in the 70s and then just die off.
Yeah, I will say most of our actors on this list are pretty, for the most part, pretty current.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it current a little bit because we wanted to keep updated references.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of that.
But I think the example for that is, like, if we went Al Pacino, which we won't talk about, like, he was amazing in the beginning of his career, like, just fantastic, and then disappeared for a while. And he did do his theater stuff, and then the stuff he's kind of come back with lately, not that great. Where on the opposite side, you got Robert De Niro, who's been fantastic for, like, 50 years now, and
we could have put him on the list. I'd maybe argue that.
Well, I was gonna say he's had movies that have at least kept him in the spotlight. I think he's relevant.
Yeah,
I think that's the way I describe it. So that those are kind of our rules. And
I wanted to add drawing power to that too. Does their name being on the bill put you in a seat?
Yeah, that's a really good one. Yeah. And then the number one qualifier that we came up with is, we want the general public to tell us if these are good actors or not. And the way we're going to do that is, we have our small sample size of our two girlfriends.
Do they know who these people are in any of their movies?
Exactly. So we took our girlfriends aside and recorded before this and asked them just simple questions of, one, do you know who this is? And if they don't, we try to give them a little help. And if they could, try to come up with three, that's it, just three movies. And if they could figure that out, then pretty much they're a good actor or actress. That's pretty much it. Because if the general public knows at least that, then they meet our qualifications. If they can't come with three, come up with three off the top of their head, then they're probably not good. And so it doesn't matter how qualified we think we are at this, because we're nerds. That's the
right,
the fact.
Most people are not as into searching the IMDb trivia, browsing Reddit movies, all the crazy shit we do to learn all the news about movies. So
yeah, exactly. So we're gonna go over some actors, we're gonna break it up with their opinions, and then we'll try to comment on those. So the only rule we're gonna do right now is when we name somebody, we're gonna either label them just off the bat as our basic opinion of them. Are they famous? Are they a household name? Or are they a bona fide superstar? So going from kind of lowest tier to highest tier. So your Meryl Streeps, they're superstars. Your Nicolas Cages, they're famous.
Nicolas Cage is a household name.
That's probably true. But his career...
Honestly, 10, 15 years ago, he might have been a superstar.
He might have been. But who knows next week?
That was, and
who
knows the week after that? Bought all the bat cycles. And...
I love Nick Cage. We did not put him on this list, but we could have done a whole episode on him.
Yeah.
All right. So the question is, who wants to go first? Do you want me to ask Ashley, who's my girlfriend, or Leanne, who is your girlfriend, about our first person, who is Leonardo DiCaprio?
I'll let you go first and we'll alternate.
Okay.
So with the next one, I'll let Leanne go first.
What's your basic opinion on Leo?
Yeah, real quick before we play them, he's a fucking superstar.
He's a superstar.
Period.
Okay, so I'm going to apologize for the quality, because we are dealing with different kind of recording processes for these smaller segments, but do bear with us. All right, I am here with the beautiful Ashley. How are you doing today?
So good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're debating whether actors and actresses are actually worth anything. So Jake and I thought it would be fun, since we are very lucky to have awesome girlfriends who will put up with us, that we would ask you to kind of play the role of tiebreaker. So okay, we're going to go over a list of actors and actresses, and the way that I don't know how he's doing it with Leanne, but with you, we're going to play the game of do you know who this is?
Oh, God.
Okay. So before you go crazy, if you can't, then I'm going to give you a hint.
So I sound better in my head.
You sound great. Just don't worry about the computer. You're doing great. Okay. So we're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
I explained the rules to you a second ago.
Yes.
I'm going to name off the name of an actor or mm-hmm. actress, and you have a very short time. It's not going to be time, but a very short time to tell me. We'll just do it three. Three movies that they've been in.
Can it be TV shows?
Just off the top of your head. Sure. TV okay. shows work too, but most of these are movie actor.
Okay.
I need you to try to come up with three movies that this person is in.
That's way too many for me.
You may be surprised. Okay. So we're going to do that, and if you can't, then that probably means that they're not a good actor or actress.
That doesn't mean anything with me. But let's do it.
Okay. So if you're ready to go, and for this is just between you and me, but for fun, if you can do the three movies without seeing a picture of them, I'm going to take half a shot.
Oh my God. You're going to be not drunk at all.
If you can name three movies after seeing a picture, I'll take a drink of my beer.
Okay.
Okay. That's the game. Because as listeners may know, we are wasted when we do this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I should have been more prepared.
I know. I probably should say, if you can't get any of them, then you have to take a shot. But by the end of it, you'd just be asleep.
I'll take a drink of water.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Continue. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Okay. Can you name three movies he's been in?
Okay. The Titanic.
Yep.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep.
And can I Google?
You can't Google. I'll try to help you out if you say like that one where he was going after that diamond that was red.
Oh, blood diamond.
There you go. All right. So, pretty good. First one, like I said, is easy. I'm going to take a quarter of a shot because I kind of helped you out a little bit.
Got you to chug a mimosa real quick, so you're ready to go. Okay. All right. Number one, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic. What was that movie when he was in The Inception? And, ooh, what was that island one? Shutter Island?
Yeah, there you go. There's three. Okay. We got Leo.
Well, shit. She nailed it.
Yeah, she did. I was like, Shutter Island got me. I was yeah. Like, wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, I mean, I did give a little help with Blood Diamond, but I could have she could have been like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So, just off of them, sounds like a superstar to me.
I think so. And I also literally just got a text from her while we're recording this. I don't know if she can hear us or what, but it says, I'm very disappointed I didn't list Gatsby for DiCaprio.
Oh, okay. Well, so, I mean,
she's a big Gatsby fan.
Okay, I personally didn't like that movie. Did we watch that together, or were we out of college by then?
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't like it. I loved his performance in Django. I thought he was really good in that. I actually liked Shutter Island, even though there was, you know...
Well, I guess the ending...
There was no twist, because everybody knew what it was. But yeah, I think Leo is a bona fide superstar.
I don't think it's even a question. I don't even know why we really put him on our list.
I think we did it as the first one as an example.
Yeah, because I mean, let me just go down this list for a second. Wolf on Wall Street, nominated for an Oscar. Great Gatsby, not a great movie, but everyone saw it because of Leo, because he was made to play Gatsby. Django Unchained. Fantastic. J. Edgar, I don't think anyone liked it really, but
the
I'm
makeup
pretty sure
really hurt.
Pretty sure he was nominated for an Oscar. Inception, sweet.
Have you named Titanic yet?
No, I'm not even close to
that's
Titanic.
What I'm saying. Like
Shutter Island, Revolutionary Road, Blood Diamond, The Departed, The Aviator, Gangs in New York.
Catch Me If You Can, did you do that one yet?
That's what I was about to list. I didn't even remember Catch Me If You Can, and I fucking love that movie.
I love it.
He's a fucking, he's a superstar.
We will do this at the very end, I promise, of like out of our list, because we tried to name probably the best ones out there. I mean, we didn't name like, I don't think we put like Marlon Brando, but like who out of this list is your favorite? We will get to that, so save it. But I gotta admit, he's probably up there for a lot of us.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Something about him. I don't know if he'll ever win an Oscar, but he's so close so often.
I think The Revenant. So far, based on performances we've seen, and we will see more.
Yeah.
But based off the trailer, I have a feeling The Revenant's going to get him real close.
Well, I'll just admit this. I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street. I know that's like a sin right now, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a sin. It's really long. But he's really... It's the funniest he's ever been. He is hilarious.
He's pretty funny in Django Unchained, if you think about
it. He is hilarious.
Well, he's just loud. And when people said he should have won an Oscar for it, I was like, I don't know, man. He's just kind of screaming the whole time and going crazy. Like, that's... Not Oscar, but what you're talking about with The Revenant, which we talked about in a previous news episode, I was way off. It is not the new Pocahontas. Like, I had not seen a trailer yet. Holy crap. It looks awesome, and him and Tom Hardy is going to be great. So,
yeah.
I could see that being his chance, but the good news about
him... Hardy, he might appear sometime in this podcast.
Maybe pretty soon. But he, as far as Leo goes, he's lasted. I mean, ever since his early days, even before Titanic, he was a little pretty boy and he did great. And then all of a sudden he became an actor.
Like before Titanic. Let's find Titanic here.
I'm going to admit my keyboard is unplugged.
Okay.
So I can't type anything now.
That's fine. Before Titanic, he was in Romeo and Juliet, Basketball Diaries, The Quick and the Dead, which I think The Quick and Dead is a really fun popcorn flick.
Did you mention Man in the Iron Mask?
That's after Titanic, according
to
that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just thinking of movies now.
But yeah, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? He was on Growing Pains. Yeah, no, this guy was a superstar from the beginning. Like, before, this was back when, like, guys wanted to hate him because all the girls loved him.
Yeah.
And he gets to date all the supermodels because all those supermodels were 14 when he was on Growing Pains and they were in love with him.
He's the smartest kid on the planet. Yeah. All right, but let's move on. We can agree. We think he's a superstar. girls who don't watch movies a lot think he's a superstar, he's a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next on our list is going to be, we're being fair about this, we're doing both genders. So our first actress who is up for debate is Anne Hathaway. I think she is famous.
Really? That I think she's at least a household name. I was in between household name and superstar.
Okay. Well, that's all you need to know for now. Let's get to what the real judges think.
Okay. We'll play Leanne first this time. Anne Hathaway.
Ella Enchanted, Princess Diaries, Les Miserables, whatever.
You got it. All right. Good job. Okay.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
You know who she is?
Yes.
Can you name three movies she's been in?
The Princess one.
The Princess one, also known as The Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not right. She was in that action one. I don't remember what it's called, but she just wore like a black leather suit the whole time.
Man, this is really bad, considering what we talked about right before we started.
What?
What action one are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I should not use that one.
Okay, can you name any others?
No, I have to use that one.
You got any more?
No, I'm really bad at this. Give me a hint.
Okay. I'm going to hold up an item and see if you can...
Batman?
She was in one of the Batmans. She was in The Dark Knight Rises.
And that's the one she was in the black leather the whole time.
Yeah, I guess. It's weird that you can't... We were talking about Batman right before we started recording.
I don't think you know this.
Okay, there's one other one I thought you would be able to get pretty quickly. You can't remember the movie she was in with Meryl Streep?
Oh, The Devil Wears Prada?
There you go. All right. Pretty much, I didn't have to help you out at all on that, so.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I think that one was a little cheap because Leanne fucking loves Anne Hathaway. So that was.
Why was I supposed to know that?
They connect because she, according to her, they are both pale.
So you missed this. At the very end of our conversation, I gave my opinion on her, and Ashley said, yeah, and she's pretty. And I said, great, and she's pretty. That's a great qualifier. So all supermodels are great actors. But we're 3-3. Again, pretty much.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah,
there's a little
Ashley,
bit of handicap.
Ashley did great. She got that action movie where she wore leather the whole time.
I knew what she was talking about, which made me so sad.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We all do.
So, your opinion. I'll let you go first this time.
Looking down the IMDb, you know, we have The Intern that just came out. I don't know how that did. Interstellar. I didn't love Interstellar, but...
Was
That's
she
pretty high profile. Yeah, she was in the ship with McConaughey the whole time.
Okay.
She's in Rio as a voice. Les Miserables, she won an Oscar. That automatically gets her above famous, right?
Kind of, but that kind of did start this whole conversation. Does getting you an Oscar mean you're a great actor?
But it was so recent, you would think. I don't know. Dark Knight Rises, really high profile. Alice in Wonderland, a lot of kind of rom-coms, Valentine's Day, Bride Wars, which I think is terrible. I haven't seen it. I don't really know. Rachel Getting Married, which I've heard she's excellent in. I have not seen it. Devil Wears Prada is maybe the best, I guess, quote-unquote chick flick that exists. I fucking love Devil Wears Prada.
All right, well, this is why I'm gonna stop you and just ask your opinion on something. Every movie you've mentioned... Except for maybe, and you didn't mention this, but maybe Princess Diaries, is she the star?
Okay, well, here's the problem, is there's not that many starring roles for women, period.
I think I'll disagree, because we're going to go over a lot of them in this list.
I mean, we're going to go with some, but, like, name, off the top of your head, five movies in the past, 5 years that have a woman that is in the leading role that was successful.
A lot of them are kind of comedies, I'll admit that. Like, I'm thinking of any movie with
Melissa McCarthy
in right now, or the Bridesmaids. It's a tough, I agree with you on that, but there are great actors, and we mentioned
Agree, there are great, great actresses. I'm just saying, most of the movies where the women are the leading role are either smaller budget indie kind of films, romantic comedies, or they kind of play second
fiddle. Well, let's go with one of your rules.
That's why the best actors always stacked.
Well, true.
Comparatively speaking to best actress. And that's just based on movies that people know. You know?
Oh, I agree. But let's go with one of your rules. Is she a draw? Because I don't think she is. None of the movies you mentioned, which a lot of them are good, I never went because I was like, you know, this is a good Anne Hathaway movie. And I don't think she's even a bad actress, but Alice in Wonderland, she's not that big in it, nor is she that good. Les Miserables, she won an Oscar for that, correct?
Yeah.
Still probably not why I went to go see that movie. Interstellar, she's not the main character. And I don't even mean just main character, but she's not the main draw.
It's not the main draw to
even
us.
The movie that just came out now, the main person in that is Robert De Niro. Devil Wears Prada, that's a Meryl Streep movie, not an Anne Hathaway, even though she is the main character.
Alright, you're getting really defensive about this. She's not a main draw to you and I. Probably not.
Okay, that's fair.
I do appreciate her as an actress. She is absolutely a main draw to Leanne.
Because she's Bale.
Well, no, but like she loves Anne Hathaway.
No, that's fine. I'm sorry. I'm poking fun. But
no, I mean, she loves those Anne Hathaway movies. So
we decided before we did this that the girls would be a tiebreaker. And you and I are clearly disagreeing on this. But they both could at least almost get three each. So they win. Anne Hathaway is a good actress. So do we want to define her as a household name or even higher?
I think as far as female actresses go, she's currently about as high up there as you can be. So I'm going to say she's a superstar at the moment.
Okay. You are the winning side, so I allow it. It stands.
Okay. All right.
That's perfectly fine with me. That's the whole point of this whole discussion, because there are clearly differing opinions, and you know, you just kind of got to boil it down to what makes a superstar. So clearly, according to you and the general public, she is.
All right.
All right. So next on our list, we mentioned him before. He, in my opinion, is, I guess, an up-and-comer, but he's kind of secretly been around for a little bit. Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm. I think before we even say this or play the audio, I have a feeling Tom Hardy is going to be almost the inverse about how you felt about Anne Hathaway and the girls did.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I'm going to say, to me, he's a budding superstar. I think to the general public, he's famous.
Oh, okay. So that far down. All right. Yeah, I'm going to say he's a household name, personally, and we'll get into why. But first, I asked Ashley what she thought. Tom Hardy.
No. Hardy Boys?
No, not Hardy. All right, you want to see a picture of Tom Hardy, see if you recognize him? Okay, hold on.
Something action-y, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for the most part.
You have no idea who that is. Okay, so we're going to go to the picture. We're going to the hint.
Okay.
Do you recognize this guy?
Yeah, but I can't think of anything that he's in.
Do you know who that is, though?
Yeah.
You recognize him?
Was he in some, like, superhero movie? Was he that bad guy? Was he the Winter Soldier?
No, he's not the Winter Soldier. He doesn't look anything like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, he looks close enough.
Let's see. Find a...
Maybe it's the facial hair.
Still nothing.
Okay, so you don't know any movie that he's in off the top of your head?
No. I still say some superhero action movie.
Okay. He was Bane in Dark Knight Rises, but you can't see his face.
So creepy.
Okay. What if I told you he was also in The Dark Knight Rises?
Well.
What if I...
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a nail in the coffin. Sorry, Tom Hardy. You are not a good actor. Next.
Okay. So nothing on Tom Hardy. Got it.
Nope.
Okay.
So, general public...
has no fucking clue who Tom Hardy is.
According to our...
He's the Hardy Boys.
Yeah, he's one of the Hardy Boys. He's both of them. That's what his new movie's about.
Hey, yeah, right? she knew he was in an action-y superhero
movie.
That's
true. She had an idea.
She just thought he was the Winter Soldier,
Wrong comic book universe, but that's fine.
Okay.
So back to our opinions, though, which we will bounce off of theirs. Tom Hardy, what do you think? You think he's a budding superstar. Why?
I don't think he's hit his peak yet as far as stardom goes. I think we'll get there. I think he's going to start getting casted in more and more high-profile pictures. You know?
I think he's been in some big ones. That's the thing. Right, I don't want to sound like I'm disagreeing with you.
I'm going to go through his list because I thought so, too. But it's going to go back to that Anne Hathaway thing of yours.
Okay.
He's not the leading man in a single one of the big ones except for Mad Max Fury Road. And how big is that other than...
It got lucky.
Due to, like, things that explode.
Yeah, that was a complete surprise. Okay. He even thought it was going to be terrible.
So we have Legend, which is the where he's the twins. I don't know if anyone actually saw that. Mad Max Fury Road. Yeah, he... Peaky Blinders, he's in season 2 of that, I guess. I
don't know what that is.
It's a show on the BBC that's on Netflix as well. The Drop. No. Gandolfini was like last movie, I think. Locke. Any nope. idea?
Nope.
He's in a car by himself the whole time. It's actually pretty good. Far From Main Street.
Is the car door locked? Is that why he's in it?
No, his name is Locke.
Not as cool.
The Dark Knight Rises. He's a bad guy. Okay.
But he was a big part of that. I mean, they were trying to make him be the next Heath Ledger, let's be honest.
But he wears a mask on his face, so that doesn't get you famous, you know? Lawless.
Which he had the same voice for, weirdly enough, without a mask.
You know, that might just be his voice, because it's very similar to his Mad Max voice, too.
I was going to say, that's going to be one of my points as to why I don't think he is a superstar. But continue.
I think This Means War is where they really started trying to push him as a superstar.
Like his face?
Yeah, try to make him
They did put him up against Chris Pine, so right. I'm sorry for that.
Warrior, which I thought was great.
So I didn't see Warrior, but he's not the main guy in Warrior?
He is.
Is Christian Bale?
Actually, you know what? Joel Edgerton's probably the main guy. He's big in it, though.
Okay.
Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy.
What was the first... Let's stop this, because we're getting into stuff I've never heard of. Right. I have heard of Tinker Tailor. My question to you is, what was the first movie you saw him in that you really were like, oh, that's Tom Hardy? Okay, I get it.
First movie I saw him in was... First movie I was introduced to Tom Hardy and actually recognized, okay, that guy was cool, was Inception.
Me too.
After I saw Inception, I later watched Bronson on Netflix. Bronson is far from... He's fantastic in it, but it's far from a high-profile movie.
No, not at all.
I also found out later he was Handsome Bob in Rock and Rolla.
Okay. He was also in Sucker Punch, apparently.
I don't remember that at all. I think that's a different Sucker Punch.
Oh. Thank God, because I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going through these movies...
So, the big movies, I get what you're saying. He's on the rise.
He's on the rise, but he has far less impressive resume than Anne Hathaway. And you said Anne Hathaway was famous.
You're right on that. And you know what? You may be making me go down to he's famous as well. And just the fact that he's an actor. Because I mentioned, we kind of said it for a second, his voice is not... captivating at all, and I thought it was only for a role here or there, but he just keeps doing it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the direction or what, because I've heard him in Inception. He has a normal voice. Just use it. You know, he's got a good accent. I mean, I don't get it, and I hate to say, but I feel like he's going to have a very similar portrayal in this new movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, he definitely will.
Yeah, so that really, I mean, you start putting 4 or 5 movies in 5 years with the same... style, then you're gonna just fall into mediocrity, in my opinion. And these could be great movies. Like, again, Mad Max, not a great movie, but it was a lot of fun. You know, you talked
Mad Max was a great movie. I love Mad
Max. Well, I mean, it was exactly. I'm just saying it's not like a masterpiece of cinema. I mean, you could argue it with some of the special effects because they were practical and whatnot. But as far as it's not Les Miserables, blah blahs, in my opinion. Maybe you disagree.
Well, I think we disagree on the quality of Les Mis.
I'm just saying, it wasn't meant to be that good. It was meant to be just a summer, turn your brain off, have fun. And that's exactly what I did, and it was awesome. Everybody should watch Mad Max. It's great.
Yeah, no, okay. But I think the point is, Hardy, I think, is on the rise. But I think his peak might be that really good actor that's really good in a lot of movies. But I don't think he's ever going to be a household name. And so I think...
So are you changing your mind from budding superstar then?
He could be. And the more I looked at his list, I don't know.
I think,
he's also the type of actor that's going to only pick roles that are have a lot of depth. I don't think he's going to go after these mainstream roles that are going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, I think Mad Max might be the most Hollywood he gets.
Okay.
And so
he could be like a Ruffalo.
Yeah, Ruffalo, that's probably a good comparison. I think he might even be a little more talented than Ruffalo.
Okay.
He's a fantastic actor.
He's devoted.
He's very devoted, and I think he'll always have that, but I don't think he ever gets past famous.
I know, and what you kind of say, I'm just imagining his trajectory, and he was skyrocketing in our, I mean, I think you'd agree, like, Inception, just knowing his past, he was way on the rise, and instead of continuing, I think he's petered off because of some of the decisions he's made, not only the movies, but I think the direction that maybe not even his fault, but the way he's gone, like we said, with his acting style. And unfortunately, I mentioned the Revenant, which is coming up, might be the same. I'm hoping that he comes up with something that's really unique. And unfortunately, the Legend is the twin movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard not great things about it, so
yeah, I'm still probably want to watch that at some point.
And that's the kind of movie you want to see, though, with him, that he has two dynamic characters that he is the whole movie.
The issue with that is it probably comes off as a little cheesy.
Like Parent Trap?
Yeah. I don't know.
I want somebody to do the trailer as the Parent Trap trailer.
That would be funny.
If you can do that, send it to us. Our email is mediaguidepod@gmail.com. I don't know. I'll send you a t-shirt. We don't make t-shirts. I'll just send you one of mine.
But we will make you a t-shirt.
Or I'll just send you one of mine because I've got way too many of them.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll send you like 30 t-shirts.
We got to get rid of
that. I would have given to Goodwill.
All right. So we got to move on. Our next one is going to be Halle Berry. And I'll go first on this one. I think she is a household name.
I'm going to say she used to be, and now she's famous.
All right. So, who went first last time?
Me.
You did? Okay. So, who cares? So we think that. Let's see what Ashley thought. Do you know who Halle Berry is?
Duh.
Okay. What has she been in?
Also wears a black leather suit throughout the whole movie, and that is Catwoman.
I'm so glad you know one of the worst movies ever.
Yeah, that was not a good movie, but I remember her from that, so I guess she did good there.
Okay, what else?
She was in that Extant movie. She was in this Lifetime movie called, or it was a TV show, Extant, okay?
Okay.
And then she was in that Lifetime movie called Enough with Domestic Violence. And
that was Jennifer Lopez.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No! I always thought that was Halle Berry.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not done. I can think of things. Wasn't she Catwoman?
Yeah, she was Catwoman.
So, in that movie.
Okay, that's two. Because Enough didn't count.
Really? That was Jennifer Lopez? Yep. I need to rewatch that. I was getting ready. Anyway,
she was in one where she was undercover and she was like banging a drug guy. And then she got caught and then, like, fell in love with some other cop guy.
Could that be Swordfish?
Yeah. You're really good at this.
Well, it is my podcast. I should know some of these. Swordfish. Okay, so that's two. You're almost there.
I really can't Google.
You can't? No, because...
I can't think of this stuff on top of my head.
Well, that's kind of the point. We're trying to see if an actor or actress has, like, if they stick in your memory over time. Well,
I'm the wrong person for this.
All right, what if I told you she was in another superhero movie where she wore all black?
Where she was Storm?
Where she was Storm. So what movie would that be?
I don't know what it was called, but I do know what you're talking about. X-Men?
That's it. X-Men, very nice. That is one of the better ones. Thank you very much, girls. Okay, so which is this a good or a bad thing, but they both remembered Catwoman.
It's a horrible thing.
Absolutely.
The sad thing is that was the first movie that came to my mind with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Which is especially sad because Halle Berry is the first pair of movie boobs I've ever seen.
This is also sad.
Took me to that movie. He thought it was PG-13. We got to the box office. He's like, I don't know. It's rated R. I don't think your mom would like this. And I was like, but I really want to see it. It has Wolverine in it. And took me in there, and then her boobs were just out. And then he gave me this weird look, and he's like, don't tell your mom.
Well, at least he didn't see you texting down at your phone or something, and then he'd be like, that a boy. Okay, so here's what's terrible. I thought of Die Another Day. That was the first movie I thought of.
I forgot she was in that.
Horrible. I mean, okay. So they almost got it. So they know who she is, but her lasting power seems to be pretty weak.
I think just based off the fact that everyone still knows who she is, she's a household name.
Okay.
She won an Oscar for Monsters Ball, yep. But I think she got really overrated as an actress.
Yeah.
And, I'm just going to go with household name. She's well known. I don't think she's that great.
Do you think that she is bad at picking movies?
Maybe.
Her agent's really bad at picking movies? Is her agent...
I don't think that Hollywood wants her.
Really?
Anymore.
Why? Because
think about stuff...
She's still gorgeous.
Well, what has she done recently? She played Storm in basically a bit part.
Yeah, she got stabbed.
She did that TV show that Extant or whatever Leanne was talking about. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, when she said that, I didn't have any idea.
She is right.
She was in Cloud Atlas. How big was she in that?
She was pretty big in Cloud Atlas, but how many people saw Cloud Atlas? That had friggin' Tom Hanks in it.
No, yeah, but that's a good movie. You look at that and you say, this is going to be a good movie. That's not her fault. I mean, that I never saw it, but that looked like something that...
I did see it. I didn't love her in Cloud Atlas.
Which her fault is? Why are the? I'm trying not to cuss really bad. Why is she in movie 43? Which you can say that about 50 different actors.
Why was every actor in Hollywood in movie 43?
So that bugs me. But other than that, I think she's in a place where. I think she's just dipped so far down. I don't know. I don't know if we'd remember her with the top actresses of all time.
Okay, I'm looking at her list. I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but other than, her small parts in X-Men movies, she hasn't been in a good movie since Monsters Ball.
Yeah, Gothica, not a great movie. I can't remember. What's the movie where she got eyes that let her see ghosts? Is that Gothica? Is that another movie?
It might have been Gothica. I'm not sure.
No, wait. Who was in Stigmata?
Their eyes were watching God. No, definitely not that. That's
that's a TV show.
That's a classic piece of literature.
Either way, I think I'm going to go with... I'm going all the way down to famous. I think her resume is really bad. I mean, and that's kind of the point we brought up with, yes, she has an Oscar, but is it enough?
I think she's Nicolas Cage.
That's what I was saying. Is her agent Nick Cage? He's like, yeah, you should totally be in this. And she's like, yeah, I should totally be in this. I'm Catwoman?
She's awesome. Really famous, and I think she's been good in things, but she just picks fucking terrible movies.
Yeah.
Gotta be what it is. I don't know. We'll go with famous just because...
It's weird, because we're kind of disagreeing with the general public.
Everyone knows her, though. All right. That's the only
You're right. We gotta go with the general public, so that makes her household name, because the general public knows her enough. Next.
Okay.
So next, we're going on to one of my favorite actors of right now, so that's kind of spoiling my opinion of him, but Ryan Reynolds. So I'm going to go ahead and say he is a household name.
One of your favorite actors?
Well, he's just fun. Every movie he's in, I've had fun with, even the terrible ones, except for RIPD. That was bad.
What about Green Lantern?
I had fun with it. It was terrible, but I had fun with it.
Really?
And it wasn't his fault. That was the movie's fault. That movie was terrible, but CGI direction, but the actors in it, I didn't even have a problem with.
I also really like Ryan Reynolds, and I think part of us are right now we're a little biased because he's pretty much single-handedly got
Deadpool off the ground. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm only saying this in case he listens, so he's like, I should keep going. And I'm like, yes, yes, you should keep going. All right, yeah. But let's listen to the girls. You're up. Leanne's up first. Yep. So
okay.
Let's see if she knows who Ryan Reynolds is.
Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's impressive.
Ryan Reynolds.
He was in that Just Friends movie that you love, and he was the Green Lantern, and he was in Definitely Maybe.
I know who he is.
Okay. Thanks for holding back.
I'm not even. I don't understand the obsession. But he was in Employee of the Month.
Nope.
That wasn't him?
Nope.
Oh my god.
Wait, I'm pretty sure that's Dane Cook.
Person?
Hold on. Let me make
Wait,
sure about
that was
this.
Who?
That's Dane Cook, the comedian.
Oh, they look kind of alike.
I guess they kind of do when they like a little bit of facial hair, but man, that is really insulting to Ryan Reynolds. Okay, so not Employee of the Month, sorry. Next.
Well, maybe I don't hate him as much as I thought I did then, because I don't like Dane Cook.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Well, now I'm all lost.
He wasn't in Lost.
That's not what I said. Wait a second. Take another drink there, sir.
And he was also on the cover of a magazine all like, I saw it at the grocery store today.
Okay. All right.
They're good. Making him some eye candy.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing's coming to mind.
Oh, this is terrible of me.
All right, I'll give you some easy ones that he's been in recently. He was in The Proposal.
Okay.
Yep, with Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Green Lantern movie, which was bad.
I never saw that.
It's okay. He was in Smoking Aces. Maybe you didn't see that.
Didn't see that either.
Let me think of a movie you've seen. Did you see, it's animated, but he was in The Croods.
I did see that. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, he's in that. He's in one of my favorite movies of all time, Just Friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's that guy.
Okay.
Okay. So, unfortunately, you've got to take a drink of water because you did not get that one.
I'll be so hydrated.
And yeah. He's married to, Blake Lively, and they have a baby, and they're perfect. Okay.
Oh, my God. Ashton, please add that.
Yes, leave that in, Ashton. It's very important.
We finally have a difference here.
We have, like, the complete opposite.
Our girlfriends are not the same person. We just figured it out.
Yes, we did.
Okay. I felt really good when she said, oh, I don't like Ryan Reynolds. And then I found out she was completely talking about a different person. So,
well, I agree with her. I also don't like Dane Cook.
Well, that's common knowledge, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's married to Blake Lively. And that's perfect.
He was married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he?
So good for him. Yeah, he's like the world's sexiest man. And I didn't make that up. Like, even Leanne said he was on the cover of something. So
looking all...
Yeah, he's... Okay.
If only you could see her flexing motion when she said that.
I'm not sure it was intimidating. But past his looks, his movie choice is not that great.
He does a lot of rom-coms, which makes him very popular amongst women.
Okay.
But
he's also popular amongst men.
Based off of my conversation prior to hearing Ashley, I was going to say he was borderline superstar based off of how quickly Leanne named three movies.
Yeah.
She was good. And she had more later. She was pissed she didn't think about The Proposal. I'm going to say household name. And
let's talk
really
about him
like
just
Ryan
for a second.
Reynolds and everything he's in.
Do you think he's still on the rise?
We'll see what Daredevil does to his career.
Well, he's not in
or Daredevil. Not Daredevil. I'm sorry, Deadpool.
I did that same mistake a couple weeks ago, and I actually had an emailer write me in and say, you were trying to say he's in the Deadpool movie? And I was like, yes, I was.
Yeah, is he
he's in
rise?
Mississippi Grind. That's apparently supposed to be really
I've heard
good.
That it's really good. It's got the guy from Bloodline in it. I don't know that he's on the rise. Let's just. I think he's probably gonna stay a household name for the rest of his career. But he's always gonna be.
Okay.
He might always be a bigger celebrity than an actor.
Okay.
But I think that fanboys are, if they don't already love him, they're about to because. Deadpool looks amazing.
I'll say this. He definitely doesn't have a lot of different characters.
No, he doesn't.
He kind of plays the same guy in every movie, which is a negative, and we'll talk about some other... I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a great example of being able to change things up. You know, and I'm not just saying accents, because Leo is not great at accents.
But you don't care.
And I don't care. And same with Tom Hanks. Like, we're not even including him on this list, but he has a lot of different characters.
Well, Tom Hanks' stardom was never, you know...
Oh, no. We're not even...
Really questioned.
But that, yeah. That's what makes you a superstar. And Ryan Reynolds, I think you said it to a T. He will probably be a household name for life, which is not a bad thing. You know, he won't be winning Oscars for anything.
Right. I think we talked about, like, before this started, all these people are basically A-listers.
Oh, and they don't give a shit what we think.
Yeah, like, right.
They're doing great.
So, I mean, are they amazing? Not all of them. Some of them, yes, but they're all very wealthy, very...
We'd very much like to have their lives.
Yeah.
They've probably at least... Ryan Reynolds above everybody else's.
Yeah, if they're not incredible award-winning actors, they've at least found a niche to be in, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, because the comedy part, what he's good at is he's great at comedy, and he's great at bringing comedy to more serious roles, because he's done that with, what was the movie he was in where he was in Buried, which was more serious, but what was the movie he was in where he was in the woods in a cabin and he went insane?
I can't remember what it was called. I haven't seen it. Cabin in the Woods.
No, this was the real trying to be serious, but he wasn't bad. He was like an axe murderer, and he got serious, so I can't remember what it was, but he's been in a lot of movies. I mean, shoot, think, first time you saw him was probably...
I will say one thing going for him, just typed in Ryan on IMDb. He's the first name on the list above Ryan Gosling.
Nice. Good for him.
Above
we should have probably put
Private
Gosling
Ryan and above Meg Ryan. So
well, Meg Ryan would also have been a good actress to have on here.
So but would Ryan Gosling, maybe.
Gosling would have been a good one, too. He's pretty high right now. So, but Van Wilder was the beginning. And unfortunately, when I saw it, I was like, well, this is it. This is what he is. And he surprised me that he... is just
holy
that.
Shit. I just remember that he's briefly in Ted.
What is he in Ted?
He's like, the guy finds out he's gay and he brings Ryan Reynolds to a party with him.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he was in Safe House, too. That was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
Adventureland. He was pretty good in Adventureland.
One of his worst movies, and not his fault, is probably going to be X-Men Origins Wolverine, but he's going to make up for it, so that's good. He makes up for his bad movies.
Yeah, and right, Just so Friends, I think.
Oh, Just Friends is one of our best favorite movies.
One
of
our top 10 favorite movies. Yeah,
definitely in my top.
Leanne mentioned
it.
Oh yeah, Leanne mentioned it immediately. Just Friends, which you love. Yeah. She's absolutely right.
Yeah, when you know every line to a movie.
She's
it right.
She's rude.
I'm busy. All right, so we agree that he is going to be a household name. That's pretty much how the general public sees him. It's kind of a mixed bag, and that's kind of the definition. So moving on, we're going to go to Julia Roberts.
Okay.
I think this one we may differ on, maybe. I'm going to say she is a household name.
I'm going to say she's still a superstar. I think she just chooses not to work as much anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, but before we pump her up or destroy her in my side, let's go to Ashley. Oh, no, wait, let's go to Leanne. Leanne's first.
Julia Roberts.
Pretty Woman, My Best Friend's Wedding, Mona Lisa Smile.
All right, you're on fire.
What kind of?
All of these people are super famous, is what we're finding out, Ashton.
Not Tom Hardy. And Halle Berry, I don't know as well.
That's okay.
She was a hooker once.
That's true, she was a hooker, and then she became an actress.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Father of the Bride.
Nope.
Who am I thinking of? What am I thinking of?
Steve Martin?
He looks nothing like Julia Roberts.
You thinking of Diane Keaton?
Maybe. I don't know who that is either. You're going to have to edit this whole thing out.
Nope. Keeping it all in. Okay, so not in Father of the Bride, but you did get Pretty Woman. That was good.
Once I get one wrong, I just can't think of anything.
Well, you're just stuck on all the funny quotes from Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
Like, Armani just... doesn't make a blue tuxedo.
Oh my god. Favorite line.
Okay, so you are going to have to take another water because she was in Erin Brockovich. She was in Runaway Bride. Is that what you thought of?
That is what I was thinking of.
So you just had the title wrong.
Yeah, she had sneakers on in a wedding.
Okay, sorry. And so, she was also in My Best Friend's Wedding. She's big into wedding movies. You were close on the theme.
Got it.
Okay, so 2 out of 3, not bad.
It's not bad. Leanne killed that one. But I think it's more, I don't know how big of a fan of rom-coms Ashley is. Leanne loves them. And I think she probably could have gone on a little longer with Julia Roberts if she had chosen to, because Julia Roberts is the queen of rom-coms.
Okay.
And she also has an Oscar, Erin Brockovich. So
she does have an Oscar.
And the Oceans movies are fantastic.
I and really, she's really pretty liked much her.
The only female in those movies. So.
I really, really liked her performance. Is it in 2 where she meets Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Or that no, is... well, she pretends to be Julia Roberts because yeah, she but she's, looks yeah, like
she
Julia
looks
Roberts.
Like her, and she's like a complete bitch.
Yeah.
I really, really
well,
liked
her. Well, she couldn't be in that one that much because she was pregnant at the time.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they even they put a pillow in her stomach to kind of joke about it.
Did they? Okay, I haven't seen them in a while, but you're right. Yeah, so...
Because right. Saul plays her, like, her baby doctor, whatever they're called.
Okay. But. So, yeah, I guess I'm the wrong target for her movies, but I mean, I can appreciate somebody who's a star. I think you're right. I think she just doesn't do a lot of movies.
I don't think she's done a lot just because she doesn't want to.
Well, she's thrown out, it looks like, one a year. She was in...
Well, she has kids August. Now.
Oh, come on. Like, that's an excuse.
Well, it is for her, I think. She kind of slowed down when she started having kids. I mean, why did she need to keep going? She made enough money, you know? She won her Oscar. What did she have to prove, you know? So, she's still in something every now and then, and she was a fucking superstar.
Okay,
everyone
so when
knows
we...
who she is.
When we are unfortunately hearing on the radio...
And she's from Smyrna, Georgia, so...
What does that mean to anybody but you?
That's like right down the road from me.
But you, like my point.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, I don't want to be insensitive, but
and her brother is Eric Roberts, I think. She's related to him in some way. Her niece is Emma Roberts.
Okay, so her family is just also full of superstars. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with you and with Leanne on this. The reason I brought it up is I thought maybe she peaked early and then has been drifting slowly off, but I think you're right. I think she's still done enough that if unfortunately tomorrow we heard that she was no longer with us, we'd be watching the stuff on.
I would absolutely, like, I have no shame in liking good rom-coms.
No.
Because there are good rom-coms. The Proposal is great. The Holiday. I would watch 90% of Julia Roberts's romantic comedies because they're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So yeah. She is a superstar. Good for
superstar.
Her.
Yep.
We'll superstar with gigantic lips. Sorry. Had to throw that
in. We should play her mean tweet. I watched that today, actually.
Is that what? Celebrities reading tweets about him?
Yeah, on Jimmy Kimmel.
Was it good?
Have you not seen those?
I've seen some. I think one of my favorite was not a celebrity. It was Scott Van Pelt. Somebody said that he looked like a penis on national TV.
Someone tells her she has like a horse mouth or something. It's pretty mean. She's laughing the whole time though. So.
Family Guy said that she had a baboon's ass on her face.
I mean, Jesus Christ, that's fucked up. All right, let's move on.
Well, it is Family Guy. Sorry to bring that up, guys. So moving on. Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
So just real quick, what do you think Johnny Depp?
He's level? A superstar.
He's a superstar. All right, let's get to the girls. We'll go Ashley first this time. Johnny Depp.
That means in everything. Yes. Huh? He's in that obviously the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
That weird movie that we watched.
Mordecai.
What was it?
I think it was called Mordecai.
It was, yes.
Why did we go see that, Ashley?
I don't want to talk about it.
That was so bad.
It was so good.
Did you like it?
It was so bad that it was good.
So
yes.
Bad. Just shaved the mustache.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. And you can't say all three of a trilogy. You have to say different
I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's funny. Well, now I have to add Pirates Caribbean, Edward Scissorhands, and then Sweeney Todd.
There was another one, because I want to go with random ones. He was a writer, and he was, like, alcoholic.
Secret Window.
I don't think so. Something about rum, I think.
No, that was Pirates of the Caribbean again.
No, obviously.
Why is the rum always gone?
Pirate, he drank a lot of rum, but...
One of his movies is called Secret Window, so he's an author in a cabin, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think that's it, then.
All right, well, give me another one, then.
No, that's mine.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hang on, I'll Google it.
You can't Google, Ashley, that's the rules.
If it's already one that I know.
So you only know these three?
No, but I only have to know three, so get
Well, come on, give me one that he's famous for. What's his, like, most, besides Pirates of the Caribbean, probably now?
Most famous for?
Yeah. Except for Pirates. That's probably his biggest role now.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah, that would be it. Now get off your phone.
No, I'm trying to find that one. Oh yeah, Alice in Wonderland too.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Rum Diary?
Is that what it's called?
I mean, there is a movie called that. I've never seen it.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about.
He was in Rengo, which is one of my favorite anime movies of all time.
Rengo. Yeah.
He was in The Tourist, which is very bad.
Oh, what was that movie where he was Tonto?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, that's close enough. It's the Lone Ranger.
There we go.
That's close enough. Okay, Keira Knightley.
Did you know that he actually interviewed Native Americans in that one to learn for the role?
I did not.
Anyway,
that's
go on.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much for the inside scoop. Holy crap. All right. Well, I'm going to apologize to the listeners who were yelling Rum Diary over and over because I just hadn't seen that movie and I was stuck on Secret Window, obviously. But she knew. So she got three and Leanne got three. So
this is my favorite podcast superstar we've ever done.
We have a podcast coming up. I'm going to give you a sneak peek, listeners. We have a podcast coming up in a few weeks where we are just going to go crazy on guests. And not to talk too much about it, but it has to do with zombie survival teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say about it for now.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny Depp, superstar. Yeah. We don't even need to go through his filmography because you went through the entire thing trying to figure out Rum Diary.
This is true. And
even when he's in bad movies, he can still make people come see him. So
he's a big draw.
Yeah. So,
I mean, what was The Lone Ranger about?
Tonto.
Exactly. So the Pirates movies, he's in the fourth one when nobody else is in it and it's still made a bunch of money. I personally, and we talked about it when we reviewed Black Mass in our Lost episode, I'm very tired of him playing the weird character,
mm-hmm.
and I was excited to see him play, like, a real role.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. His entire catalog is just great performances across the board. He never nails it in, ever.
He at least makes me watch them on Netflix just because he's Johnny Depp and he's in it.
Oh, yeah, Mordecai, which we joked about.
I'm probably going to watch it at some point.
It's horrible. I mean, it's just bad. But Ewan McGregor's in it. Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. Johnny Depp has this weird... He's a weird role. That's why I didn't like it. But he's not phoning it in, at least. He's giving everything he got. So, yeah. He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He's the definition.
He's really good at playing Hunter S. Thompson as well. Which is who he is in Rum Diaries and Fear and Loathing.
Well, who was he in the movie where he played the cross-dressing director?
Oh, fuck.
Ed Wood.
That was good. That was top notch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. All right, but we got to move on. Otherwise, we're just going to, I don't know, do something weird on the radio for Johnny Depp. So we won't. Keira Knightley.
Yep.
we heard you really want to get to Keira Knightley with Leanne. So what did she think? Actually, what did you think real quick?
Keira Knightley is... Oh, fuck. That's hard. I'm going to say household name because I don't think she's done a lot of high-profile movies.
Okay. I'm going to say she's famous, and I'll get into why after we hear the girls' opinions. Fine.
Keira Knightley.
Pride and Prejudice, and oh my gosh. She's been in so many movies, and I'm blanking.
See, this is why I don't like this game, because that sounds so familiar, but I don't...
You can't name any movies?
Exactly who it is.
She was also in Pirates of the Caribbean, too.
You mean two as in as well, or the sequel?
I just meant as well. Oh, okay. Like, that was my... Or not even well, as well.
Well, she wasn't. She was in Pirates of the Caribbean, too. I just want to know.
That was my second. That was my second, like, list. Right. And...
Wait, she looks just like Natalie Portman. That's not fair.
That's not the first time that's been said. And I'll give you a little bit of trivia in a second.
Okay.
But what has Keira Knightley been in?
I don't know.
You have no movies that you can think of?
I don't know, because I'm just going to think of Natalie Portman.
Well, give me some Natalie Portman ones. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Friends with Benefits? No, that's not it. That's different. It's another one of those kind of movies, though.
I'll stop you, because that one is Natalie Portman.
Yeah, see? Thor?
Natalie Portman.
See? I got nothing. Ask me about Natalie Portman, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, but then I'll ask you about Natalie Portman, and you'll be like, well, she was in Pirates of the Caribbean, and she was
is that Keira Knightley?
And she was in V for Vendetta, and she was in
all of those, and I knew all of it.
She was in King Arthur, and she was in Love Actually, and she was in...
Are you reading these right now?
The ones that I don't know, but here's the trivia for you after you take your shot of water.
I like how you changed the subject there.
That's how we do it on the internet radio. Anyway, so in the movie Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which you have not seen...
I have not.
No, which is on our bucket list, but Natalie Portman is in that, and she plays a queen who has a, like, double identity, and on screen, when Natalie Portman is her non-queen identity, and the queen's, like, near her, the actress playing the queen is Keira Knightley. So they have actually been in a scene together, and you are kind of supposed to mix them up. So Hollywood has noticed that they're the exact same person.
That just blew my mind.
Yeah, your mind's blown. But we're going to have to continue.
She's in all those perfume commercials.
Okay, sure. Let's go.
Where, like, that guy, like, rides away on the moped, or she rides away on the moped and leaves the guy anyway.
Yep.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, first of all, Natalie Portman was in V for Vendetta.
Yeah,
I've
done that a couple times. Big deal.
Maybe that proves your point that she's only famous because you don't know either.
I was trying to just rail off names to try to sound smart, and you called me out.
Yeah.
Just as I'm sure the listeners would, so thank you.
I don't know. She's in a lot of period dramas.
I did say King Arthur.
She was in King Arthur. She's in a lot of...
I said that.
I think she's exclusively in period dramas, actually, besides Domino.
Which was still weird.
Yeah. I think she's I don't know if she's choosy or if she only gets casted in those kinds of roles. I just think everyone knows who she is because of Pirates of the Caribbean, so I think she's at least a household name, but maybe she's only famous. I don't know. She's not a superstar, I don't think.
Oh, no, nowhere close. And, okay, well, let's do this, because she has to be compared to Natalie Portman. Would you say Natalie Portman is a superstar?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. So because of that, because she's not Natalie Portman, she can't be a superstar.
Well, I'm saying she's not a superstar.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that's our foundation. Because I don't know anything off the top of my head that...
Well, I think that's because she's in lesser-known period dramas a lot, and she's been nominated for a few Oscars.
Okay.
Which is why I'm saying household name, because she's very talented. I just don't think she... Since Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't think she's done a lot of high-profile... And she's not desperate enough like Orlando Bloom. She didn't want to come back to Pirates of the Caribbean. Because she doesn't need it. She doesn't want to.
She's done with that.
Well, Orlando Bloom had to go make The Hobbit Part 1, 2, and 3 for no reason.
Well, he's the best part of The Hobbit 1, 2, and 3. So.
Do you know that Legolas is not even in The Hobbit?
Yeah.
The books?
And, how crazy And all is that? The Hobbit fans were pissed. I'm not a Hobbit fan, so I was like, thank God that those movies were terrible and he was the only good part. Except for when
he
runs up falling rocks. Though.
Yeah, falling rocks. Or how about the fact
I don't
that
think
he's
I've
like
ever
years younger than or no, is he older? He's 5 years older than his dad.
I don't know. Maybe. But the guy from, I think that the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie was when he ran up falling rocks in The Hobbit. Because it was so ridiculous. Okay, I don't know why we're talking about Orlando Bloom. We could have put him.
Because it's funny. We could have. You know what? I'm going to admit this now because it's going to be our last... This is going to be our last actress of this half. We had so much fun with this and so much fun with Ashley and Leanne that we're going to break this up into two parts. But we could easily do a whole other series of this. I mean, this is a great debate on a lot of different, you know, famous people. I'm going to go back to famous, dude. I'm sorry. I just don't think... I think if she was gone tomorrow... we wouldn't remember that much because any movie that she's in, you're probably going to remember them because of somebody else. And anytime somebody mentions her, they're probably confusing her with Natalie Portman. And that's nothing against her.
That
I think she's fine.
She's very, very British and,
okay.
Is and like very, the queen of like Jane Austen.
Yeah.
And Leanne is a huge Jane Austen fan. So that might, have affected her memory. More
her ability to rail off those answers.
Yes. I'm gonna stick with household name. We'll say split on this.
Okay. Well, if we're tying it, I've got the general public, I don't know, kind of knowing her. So viewers or listeners, make your own judgment on that one. But that is gonna do it for this episode of the Media Guide. We're not going to do mail this time because this episode's already run long. Try to catch us later in the week, and we will review the Matt Damon movie The Martian, who, spoiler alert, he's going to be our first actor up for debate for the second part of this episode, which will air later in the week. So if you have any actors or actresses that you think need to be set straight, you know, put on pedestal and judged, we'll be happy to do that. So just write us in at Media Guide Pod on Twitter or at our email, which is mediaguidepod@gmail.com. You can find all of our episodes and news on our website, which is mediaguidepodcast.com. Jake, you have any real quick, any arguments about the people we talked about before?
No, I think we ended, except for Keira Knightley. I think we were pretty much in agreement by the end.
We'll stop this and we'll keep drinking and argue with each other because that's what we do.
Probably.
Can't wait.
Woo.
Anyway, until the next time you hear us, my name is Ashton, that is Jake, and we will see you later. Bye.
Bye.